Welcome to Behind the Podium, a podcast series brought to you by Fusion Learning Partners that lets you hear what speakers are saying before or after the podium mic is turned on. Join me, your host, Jasper Appleton, to find out what makes these speakers tick and find out new insights on topics that matter to you on each episode of Behind the Podium.
Welcome back to the Behind the Podium podcast. I am your host, Jasper Appleton. With me today is your 2020 Twin Cities Center Enterprise CIO of the Year and our 2024 Govit Leadership Summit and Symposium keynote speaker, Rachel Lockett. Rachel, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Jasper. It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course, of course. Here on Behind the Podium, we like to do a little bit of deep dive into our guest's background. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and what drives you to the podium mic?
Sure. Yeah, I've spent 27 years, I think-ish, in technology leadership. And so I'm really excited to host this particular summit that's focused on government and IT partnership and leadership. And I've always just kind of had a love of public speaking. I'm one of those rare individuals. They say like most of the population is more afraid of public speaking than death, but I don't mind it. I enjoy it. I love getting together with groups and kind of helping to build that energy and create the tone for an event like this. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And while researching you, I noticed that you were active in theater throughout your time in high school. I want to touch on a little bit about that. Are there any similarities between working as a team on stage compared to working on a technology team?
Wow, you've done your research. Yeah, I was a big theater geek in high school. And I don't know about similarities. Actually, I always say that my background and my interest in theater and public speaking and communications has always been a differentiating factor throughout my career in technology. A lot of times technologists aren't always known for being the greatest communicators. And so having that skill and that background has kind of helped to differentiate me. And I think helped me to be able to do things like speak to executive teams and boards of directors, but also being able to communicate effectively all the way up and down the org chart, frontline employees and people who are struggling with change management, being able to really understand what they're going through and build that empathy and then communicating effectively, what's in it for them and why this change will be positive.
Right. And when you are on stage, are there any drills you may do before, like when you're going to talk on the summit, is there anything that you may like kind of revert back to in terms of your, prep heading into your speaking?
Yeah, no, you're making me think of like Sharpay from High School Musical mm-hmm. with the
right,
I don't do any of that. None of that necessary. Usually I just drink a Mountain Dew beforehand, and that makes it a little bit more of a lively and engaging experience for the audience. But really what I'm trying to do is make those connections with everyone in the room and really make the topic relatable. And having spent my career in that field, that makes it easy. But really, it's also about reading the room and understanding where the audience is coming from. If I can get to know them either before the event or during breaks, that helps a lot too. Because the more you can make it relatable, the more successful you're going to be up there.
Right. Yeah. And in researching you, I found that to be really evident. I compared you to like the Ted Lasso of technology, right?
Oh
the way
my gosh.
That you can, the way that you can kind of simplify that really complicated technical jargon and to put it into layman's terms that everyone can kind of understand, that's really, really important. And I would like to talk about how you prioritize people in IT these days. It seems like we're so consumed about the technology, particularly AI, which of course seems to be removing humans from the equation. Why is it so important to focus on people in an age of machine learning? And how can technology leaders and teams successfully do this?
Well, thank you. Thanks for the compliment. First
of course,
of all, that's very, very kind of you. Prioritizing people in technology, that's why we create technology. We don't develop technology for technology's sake. We do it to help solve problems and improve the human experience. And artificial intelligence is just another tool to be able to do exactly that. There's so much power and so much potential, and there's potential for good and evil. But if we're really focusing on where we can use technology to improve the human experience and drive results for people and businesses are made of people, that's where we'll be most successful. So we need to make sure that everything we're doing, we keep that human impact in mind. And I believe that regarding any new and emerging technologies, artificial intelligence and just technology strategy in general.
Yeah, and you even have a book out as well that's highlighting the importance of this called The Technology Doesn't Matter, Prioritizing the People in IT Business Alignment. I'm curious about that writing process. Is this something that you always knew you wanted to write about? And if so, do you recall a time or event that really pushed you towards putting pen to paper?
Oh, sure, absolutely. There were two key things. First of all, I had had it in mind for probably 10 years. I would always kind of joke about, oh, someday, I would have an experience or someone would say something and I'd say, oh, that's going to be in the book someday. And so I always had this thought that I wanted to write a book because I had collected all of these great experiences over the course of my career. And there were two things that really made it happen. The first, I'm going to admit, was the pandemic. Being home and having all of that extra time, replace some of the commuting time with writing time. That's what made it possible. But also, it was, I believe, in May of 2021. So, we were a good year into the pandemic by then. I was asked to deliver the keynote address at the national sales meeting of one of my vendor partners. And it was a 45-minute keynote. I had done all the preparation for it and everything. I delivered this keynote, and I could just tell, like I said, it's about reading the room. And I could just tell that people were just eating up what I had to say. And I got done. I finished to a standing ovation, and then probably half the room, and there was over 200 people in the room, probably half of them came up to thank me and tell me how much that message resonated. And it was really the same message as the book, that the technology doesn't matter. It's about the people.
Right.
And I walked off that stage and I said, that was the most fun I've had in decades. I need to do more of that. Now, I'd already started the book by then, but that event was really the motivation for me to finish the book because then I could use the book as a calling card to do
Right.
more of those speaking engagements. And it has been, and it's been really fun. It's just been a great experience.
Yeah, I'm very curious. How long have you been getting in front of and doing the podium? You said I know it's some time ago, but now that you're doing a little bit more consistently,
Yeah, so I mean, I would do panel discussions and other events before the book, but after, it picked up a bit. And now recently, I've been enjoying, maybe doing two or three events per month sometimes. It's just really rewarding. And it's the best part is being able to connect with people, connect with the audience, and the message just resonates. And people have their own stories to tell and they share them with me during or after. It's a topic that I'm passionate about. And I have a few other topics that are, related to this theme that I like to talk about, and but really to hear other people's stories and feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I know, kind of circling back to the theater, I know you don't practice anymore, but if given the time, would you, now that you're a little bit more comfortable on stage, you've kind of had this little taste for it, are you thinking about maybe getting back out there if the time allows?
Well, so back then, back in high school, it was acting, right? It was about getting up on a stage and performing the words of, Oscar Wilde or whoever, Jules Pfeiffer. And I don't feel the need to do that anymore because now I've got this rich, career full of stories and examples and insights that I've gained. So I actually am even happier to get up and share those stories in my own words, instead of reciting someone else's. So no, I don't really have a desire to, be an actress in the traditional sense, but being able to do this allows me to sort of fill that passion and that drive that I have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. This has been absolutely amazing. Is there anything else? Those are all the questions that I had for you. Like the great Sean Evans says, there's nothing left to do but roll out the red carpet for you. So if you've got anything to plug, feel free. Now is your time.
Oh, you've done it. Thanks. I appreciate you mentioning the book, and I'm super excited to be hosting this event. It's going to be a great time. So,
And
thanks for your time.
absolutely, the people are going to love you. And if you don't know, she'll be at our 2024 Govit IT Summit coming up this November. Please, please, please go check her out. Again, Rachel, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jasper. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Behind the Podium, a podcast series brought to you by Fusion Learning Partners. Visit our website, fusionlp.org, for the full lineup of podcasts and for all the exciting events we have coming up.